reports explored demographic and labor market trends, as well as projections into the future of Northwestern Ontario, specifically in the districts of Kenora, Thunder Bay, and Rainy River. Alex Ross is a senior data analyst with the Northern Policy Institute. He talks about how this project all came about.
The Human Capital Series is a number of reports that analyze demographic and labor market trends in all of Northern Ontario's 11 census districts. It examines both past and current trends and future projections. And actually, the report originated in 2016-2017 based on 2011 census data, and recently this report is actually an update to the previous report.
The reports came up with three key recommendations. The first one, according to Alex Ross, is continuing to invest in the Indigenous population.
So the first recommendation focuses on investing and responding to the needs of the Indigenous population. The report shows that among the three districts in Northwestern Ontario, Kenora District actually has the highest Indigenous population, which I don't think is a surprise, but yet it also has the lowest education level among the Indigenous population. So for that reason, and considering the fact that the Indigenous population is increasingly having a larger share in the labor market and projected to in future years, addressing issues concerning employment and education become very important for local economic growth. And so providing access to rural education is really key in order to improve those employment outcomes.
The projections again indicate a need to promote and improve education among First Nations peoples. For example, 60% of Indigenous men and 57.3% of Indigenous women in the Kenora District are participating in its labor market, and less than half are employed. In the Thunder Bay District, Indigenous people have lower educational levels when comparing to the average for Indigenous people in all of Ontario. Addressing issues concerning employment and the need to promote and improve education among Indigenous peoples becomes pertinent for local labor market and economic growth. Next, Alex Ross talks about one of the other challenges facing the region.
So the next recommendation is to recruit youth to care for the elderly. So this one's fairly self-explanatory. I mean, Kenora District's population of people aged 65 and over is projected to grow significantly in the coming years. It's something that's common across all districts, but actually Kenora is going to experience higher healthcare costs in the future than some of the other districts that we examined. So this recommendation focuses on retaining youth for future opportunities in healthcare and social assistance, and also recruiting more youth to the region to potentially serve that demographic in future years.
The Rainy River District has experienced an upward trend in the net migration in every age group other than 65+, and the report indicates that the district should continue to build on the positive momentum in order to combat the declining labor force and aging population in the coming years. On the other hand, Thunder Bay's population and labor force are shrinking and aging. The district has seen many people move away and very few people move in. The Kenora District's population, as mentioned, the cohort 65 years and over, is projected to grow significantly in the coming years. As a result, Thunder Bay and Kenora Districts should focus on newcomer attraction in order to restore sustainable ratios of workers to dependents. In addition, the district should develop youth retention strategies that will stem the tide of youth out-migration. Madge Richardson is the executive director at the local Employment Planning Council. And she says, according to the data, men have higher participation in employment rates compared to women in different target groups. That includes the total population, Francophones, immigrants, and Indigenous population from 2011 to 2016. She says this is why it is encouraging more females to join the labor market and will be key to increasing the labor market size and variety in the Thunder Bay District. She says she's happy to see that participation and employment rates of women has increased from 2001 to 2016. Next up has been a growing need in Northern Ontario for a long time. Every municipality is faced with it, and that's the need for infrastructure.
Yeah, exactly, and particularly for Kenora. 77% of Kenora's population live in rural areas, so its rural population has increased in recent years, according to the new data published in the report. other infrastructure like roads, rail, and airports are needed. It increases access to the global economy and contributes to higher human capital indexes in the region.
Alex Ross says the ultimate goal is achieving better health and education outcomes. It is a comprehensive report of our demographics and labor market trends and where we are going. So the Northern Policy Institute hopes that it will not sit on a shelf. Alex Ross talks about what they hope to achieve.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, we of course want to make sure that all of our research is in the hands of all the communities that NPI covers, and so, you know, our job is to produce the research and produce the insights and then work with communities in the region who are interested in perhaps further research, you know, on their community on how to improve and given some of the data that's provided in the paper.
The Northern Policy Institute is Northern Ontario's independent think tank. They perform research, collect and go through the data and evidence, and identify policy opportunities to support the growth of sustainable northern communities. Their operations are located in Thunder Bay and Sudbury, and they seek to enhance Northern Ontario's capacity to take the lead position on socio-economic policy that impacts the entire region, Ontario, and Canada as a whole. You can view the full report by going to northernpolicy.ca.